It's MKFM. Delighted to be joined this afternoon by Amar Chahan and Georgina Hollis, directors of the MK Investors Group. Amar and Georgina, how are you both?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, very well. Thank you for having us.
Lovely to speak to you. First of all, for anyone who's not familiar with the MK Investors Group, give us a bit of an overview of what it is and how it got started.
Sure. So we started this, well, it was actually, we founded a startup about 10 years ago now. And we wasted a lot of time in London trying to raise our first investment round for that startup. I was born and bred in Milton Keynes, and I thought, let's give it a shot. Let's try and raise the investment locally. And we were pretty successful at that. We managed to raise a significant amount of funds within 3 days. We closed over £500,000 from local high net worth investors.
Wow.
It just proved there was a clear appetite from successful people in the area to actually back new business. So we suggested to one of our backers, why don't you actually group everyone together and start funding high growth startups in the area, and that's how it got going, really. So that investor was Alexander Boswell. He's a well-known face in Milton Keynes. He's run multiple successful businesses, and he was running it for quite a few years. And we took over about 5 years ago, and growing it since. We're now 90 high net worth individuals.
Wow.
And we've got one of the best success rates in the country in terms of people raising investment. About 50% of all startups that pitched last year walked away with funds. And the unique element is it's a complete not-for-profit. So we don't charge anything to pitch. We charge no success fees. Our purpose is to make it as easy as possible for new companies to access funds.
It's a great idea. So presumably then anyone who is starting a business can approach MKIG about potentially receiving funding to get started.
Absolutely. I mean, we keep it very simple and very fair. It's an online application. It takes 10 minutes to fill in. There's one thing that we stipulate: you have to be a high growth startup, so you
right.
have to have global potential.
Okay.
Many do.
Well, I would assume there are quite a lot of businesses like that here in Milton Keynes, particularly being such a tech centered city. Do you see a lot of applications and a lot of interest from tech startups?
Absolutely. I mean, we just over half of all applications are from local businesses, but because we run it as a not-for-profit, we do see companies from all over the UK apply for funding.
Right.
So it's a good news story for Milton Keynes. We get people from Bristol, London, Birmingham, Edinburgh, all coming to Milton Keynes to raise funds, and obviously they either relocate here or they go back to their cities.
Yeah.
And shout about Milton Keynes and say what an incredible area it is to do business.
So what would you say is a good reason to try and raise investment here in MK rather than cities like London?
I mean, London obviously is the tech capital. It's the startup capital of the UK. But when it comes to raising investment, good ideas get lost.
Sure.
There's thousands of startups. And when it comes to seed investment, your very first investment rounds, there's very few angel investors. I mean, there's a lot of high net worth in London, but in terms of getting access to that first few £100,000 is very difficult. It's a
yeah.
closed door. Whereas if you come to the suburbs or surrounding cities like Milton Keynes, there's much more of a community. Everyone knows everyone. So when you're looking for access to finance, typically people can point you in the right direction. It just makes it much more accessible.
Amazing. Yeah, brilliant. That is available to people, not just here in Milton Keynes, but across the country as well. And am I right in saying you have a fund specifically for businesses that are working in tech?
Yeah, so that is the MK Tech Fund. So we've just closed the first fund, and we have awarded 5 startups in the local area with £7,000 of grant funding. So that was funding provided by Milton Keynes City Council, who approached us last year and asked if we would wanted to administer the fund on their behalf, because they recognise that there's a lot of companies that are being started up in the local area, and one of their main issues is getting that initial burst of funding, which can really help them get to the next stage to then attract further investment from investors.
Yeah, of course. So you said the first sort of batch of companies have benefited from this. Are you able to give us any clues as to sort of what they're doing or what sort of businesses have won the fund?
Yeah, so we have a range of companies, actually, which is really cool because we because it's predominantly for tech businesses, we were really, really thrilled to see a real range of companies apply. So we've got one called Ravepool, which is very early in their journey, and they are actually a DJ record pool for independent music artists, and it's been founded by a chap called Dave Curran, who is actually a DJ himself.
Wow.
Yeah, so he's got a really cool history. He's played Glastonbury and Boomtown and all these cool big festivals. And now he's embarking on making it much easier for independent artists to get a fair deal, really. So we've got that type of company. We've also got healthcare company, which is improving the way that NHS staff can communicate with patient families, because anyone who has experienced family members being in the hospital, sometimes it is very difficult to get an answer of what the status is of your relative's health. So they're really, really important app, really, and they are actually hoping to work with Milton Keynes Hospital.
So, I mean, even that just there is quite a range of completely different things that are using the tech fund for, from DJing to the healthcare setting.
Yeah, it is a real range, and we've actually got one who is launching this week, which is really exciting, and that one is called Indie Local, run by Vanessa, and that one helps people find local street food that is near them. So
amazing.
That's another really cool one, and again, it helps other independent businesses within Milton Keynes to thrive.
Well, we can't wait to see the success of all the businesses that have benefited from the fund first time round. What's happening next with that fund?
So those five companies will actually go on to pitch for a further £5,000 in grant funding at an event we're hosting on June the 17th. Tickets are available. Anyone can come along. It's an open event, and those companies will pitch. And our network of investors will choose who is the lucky winner. So that's going to be quite an exciting event, I think.
Wow. They also have the opportunity to raise further funds at that event.
Right.
So they can prove to investors, look, we've achieved this much with the MK Tech Fund funding. And now we're looking for our first pre-seed or seed funding to really get
the next step on the ladder, so to speak. Yeah, amazing. So what do you think the long-term impact of this fund is going to be on Milton Keynes and further afield as well?
I think it will prove that Milton Keynes is a great place to do business. I mean, there's very few councils in the country that are offering grants to startups in the area. And I think that just goes to show how forward-thinking the local authority is. Plus, having MKIG here as a not-for-profit especially just further solidifies that. So it's a growing community, and I think it will just continue growing with schemes like this.
Yeah, good to hear. Well, Milton Keynes Investors Group and the fund specifically, both brilliant ideas, and we can't wait to see the success stories that come out of them. For anyone who wants to find out more about the fund or about the Investors Group, maybe even to pitch their business idea, how can they go about doing that?
Just type in MKIG into Google, or go to the MKIG.com, and all the information's there, including our next event. All our events are free to attend, so please do come along or apply to pitch using the apply to pitch button.
Brilliant. Amar and Georgina are directors of MKIG, helping startups get off the ground here in Milton Keynes and right across the country as well. Amar and Georgina, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you this morning. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.